Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday. Not a good day on a Sunday for the Padres. They lose to the Atlanta Braves 8-3. Eric Stoltz gets rocked for 6 runs in the third inning. Chris Johnson, Justin Upton with RBI doubles. Stoltz has won only 1 of his last 12 starts. He's 3-13. He's likely out of the rotation. Opponents are hitting .296. Batting average against him, his ERA has blown up to 5.22. Padres Braves, Monday getaway game. Meanwhile, off the field, Ian Kennedy has been scratched from his next start, going to miss probably a week. The ace of the Padres staff has got a minor oblique injury. Jason Lane, journeyman, called up from El Paso to replace him. Brooks Conrad's been shipped to El Paso. Jed Jerko comes off the disabled list, rejoined the Padres this morning in Atlanta. He's been out for the better part of 6 weeks with that injury to his arch. Meanwhile, season in jeopardy for Carlos Quentin, back on the DL. Degenerative knee situation. He started just 31 games this season. Meanwhile, the aftermath of the Padres' trades with the Yankees and the Angels, the young third baseman they got, Yandervis Solarte, is off to a 7-for-15 start. He's hitting .350 for the Padres with a slew of multiple base hits. By the way, Chase Headley, who went to the Yankees in the Solarte trade, can you believe this, is hitting .348 the first week with the Yankees. Meanwhile, the Houston Street trade, Street's got 3 saves and 3 opportunities for the Angels. The second baseman they got for Houston Street, Taylor Lindsay, 2-for-21, hitting .095 at El Paso. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Dodgers swept the Giants, beat them 3 straight in San Francisco over the weekend, 4-3 victory yesterday. Carl Crawford RBI triple. They jumped all over newly acquired Jake Peavy. The Dodgers are in first place now. Angels beat Detroit 2-1. David Freese with a home run. Street picks up his 3rd save. Halos are 63-41. They've won 18 of their past 24. Elsewhere in baseball, what a classy, emotional weekend at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. First, a moment of silence to the legendary Tony Gwynn and Ralph Kiner, who passed on this baseball season. And then the unbelievable speeches. Greg Maddux, the Braves pitcher, called part scientist, part artist. Tom Glavine recalling that he became a baseball pitcher by learning to throw snowballs in his backyard, chose baseball over hockey. The legendary Frank Thomas of the White Sox with a very impassioned speech about how important hard work is in the game. Bobby Cox talked about his career, old school baseball, said he would have never gotten to the Hall of Fame had it not been for Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, and John Smoltz. Tony La Russa, the intellect, spoke off the cuff. Yes, he was stubborn, he was creative, he was dynamic. And then Joe Torre shared all the accolades he's gotten in his career with the owners he worked for, including George Steinbrenner, and the great players he had with the New York Yankees. It was a tremendous weekend at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Elsewhere in baseball, another Cuban defectee works out. Rusney Castillo, a 5'9", 205-pound outfielder, put on an unbelievable home run hitting show before 28 scouts in South Florida over the weekend. He, of course, is an unrestricted free agent. He seems to be a smaller version of the Dodger star Yasiel Puig. Meanwhile, the trade deadline is coming up on Thursday, and general manager Ruben Amaro of Philadelphia getting overwhelmed with phone calls about teams inquiring about the ability to make a deal for either Cole Hamels or for Cliff Lee. One big trade over the weekend, the Red Sox gave up on pitcher Jake Peavy. He went to San Francisco for 2 AAA pitchers. Meanwhile, the Cardinals have signed free agent catcher A.J. Pierzynski. He, of course, had started the season in Boston. Injury front, not good news for the Angels. Josh Hamilton is out of the lineup. Significant knee soreness. They don't know whether he bruised it or whether there's something worse there. Mets have lost pitcher Daisuke Matsuzaka at least a month, if not longer. Severe elbow soreness. Now, he's had the elbow surgery a couple years ago, and the Rockies' Troy Tulowitzki has flown to Philadelphia to meet with specialists to examine his ailing hip. Speaking of the Rockies, weird story. They printed 15,000 t-shirts to give away at a home game to honor Tulowitzki, the leading hitter in Major League Baseball. They spelled his last name wrong. NFL football, a devastating injury. Tyler Gaffney, the star running back at Stanford, had 330 carries last year in the Pac-12. Never missed a game in his career at Stanford with injuries. blows out his knee in his second workout with the Carolina Panthers. He's gone for the season. Good news, Dallas Cowboys Tony Romo, 7 months removed from major back surgery, takes part in a full contact workout with the Cowboys, goes 11 for 14 throwing the football. Michael Sams, young defensive end from the St. Louis Rams, who of course came out that he is gay, very impressive, running with the second team in the Rams' first 11-on-11 workout over the weekend. He was a Southeastern Conference Defensive Player of the Year, showed great pass rush burst. College football, Penn State has hired Sandy Barber as the new athletic director. She was the AD at California. Texas Longhorns coach Charlie Strong has kicked six Longhorn players off his roster because of off-season arrest and academic issues. And Jay Paterno, the son of the legendary Penn State coach Joe Paterno, filing a $1 million lawsuit against the university, so the firing of his father was an act of cowardice by that university. And the Chargers back on the practice field on the big storyline there, a healthy first weekend, very few injuries to talk about. Jason Verrett, the first-round draft pick, looks exceptionally strong against the pass and is now sampling what it might be to be a punt returner for the Chargers. NBA basketball, Lakers make it official. Byron Scott hired as head coach, 4 years, $17 million package. NHL hockey, Toronto Maple Leafs have raided the Vancouver Canucks. They've signed checking forward free agent David Booth. Auto racing, Brickyard 400. They had to fight through a lot of rain delays, and when they were done, Jeff Gordon made a huge run, coming off a yellow caution flag with 17 laps to go to get the victory. It's the fifth win at Indianapolis Motor Speedway for Jeff Gordon. NASCAR, though, is facing a major challenge. Attendance was under 90,000. There are 150,000 empty seats at Indianapolis. Formula One Hungarian Grand Prix, Daniel Ricciardo from Team Red Bull was the winner, but huge controversy. Team Mercedes, which has dominated F1, they asked one of their drivers, Lewis Hamilton, to pull over to let his teammate Nico Rosberg pass him. Hamilton refused. There could be discipline coming there. Tour de France, it's over. An Italian, Vincenzo Nibali, won the accident-marred race. The tour was marred by terrible accidents on cobblestone streets that knocked out two of the top riders that week. And a bad weekend at Del Mar. Eight horses have now been euthanized because of accidents in the first week of summer horse racing at Del Mar. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday.